Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The trial of a former police officer accused of firing on his former colleagues will not be held later this month as scheduled. A pretrial hearing in Troy Wilson's case was planned for yesterday afternoon, and a 9-day trial was set to start on January 22nd. His defense attorney on Tuesday filed a motion to move those dates, and that motion was approved by the trial judge on Wednesday. Wilson, a former lieutenant with the Juneau Police Department, was arrested last April after an alleged standoff with officers at his home on Black Wolf Way in the Valley. He allegedly fired 75 rounds at his former colleagues. No one was reported hurt. He faces 6 counts of attempted murder, 6 counts of weapons misconduct, 6 counts of assault, 2 counts of criminal mischief, and 2 counts of misdemeanor weapons misconduct. He remains held at Lemon Creek Correctional Center pending posting of $1 million bail. 2 hatcheries on the eastern side of Baranof Island are dealing with damage from last Friday's earthquake off the coast of southeast Alaska. The 7.5 magnitude tremor is believed to be responsible for a landslide into Betty Lake on the eastern side of Baranof Island. Now a hatchery near the lake is scrambling to address the damage. Juneau-based Armstrong Keita raises 4 species of salmon at a hatchery in Port Armstrong. Betty Lake and nearby Jetty Lake are the 2 sources of water for the hatchery. Bart Watson is general manager of Armstrong Keita. He believes a wave caused by the landslide and the debris it was carrying damaged intake pipes in Betty Lake and also destroyed 2 skiffs.
The big challenge is going to be figuring out how to deal with all these floating logs in the lake. So we haven't really pinned down our plan of attack yet.
Watson says the big challenge at the moment is finding a new skiff. It would have to be taken down to Port Armstrong on a larger boat and then airlifted into the lake. He said he spent the better part of yesterday hunting for a John boat or a skiff in Sitka that he could buy. The hatchery employs 7 people year-round plus temporary workers, and Watson says they've been busy.
Well, we have a terrific crew down there. They've been amazing in their dedicated, quick response. You know, they don't think about counting hours or complaining about the conditions or whatever. Feel very lucky with the quality of the staff. And right now I'm just trying to do the support work from town to line up the helicopter and the boats and cables and so on.
Further north, the earthquake is believed to have caused 3 separate avalanches into Deer Lake. The resulting waves swamped a skiff used by the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. NSRA operations manager Scott Wagner says the wave was about 4 to 5 feet high. The tram at Girdwood's Alyeska Ski Resort will be down for at least another month. That gust of wind on New Year's Eve that blew a tram car into a tower damaged the Swiss-designed tramway, and replacement parts have to be custom manufactured. Marketing director Jessica Pizak says the resort has flown in specialists from as far away as Switzerland to make repairs.
We're expecting it to be up and running by mid-February, but it all depends on how the repair process goes and when the parts arrive.
Pizak says the investigation into the accident is complete. The resort blames the accident on a rogue wind gust and says no other factors were involved. Weather forecast calls for snow today.